United States of America before the Federal Trade Commission. In the matter of Intel Corporation, a corporation. Docket number 9341. Nature of the case. This antitrust case challenges Intel's unfair methods of competition and unfair acts or practices beginning in 1999 and continuing through today, and seeks to restore lost competition, remedy harm to consumers, and ensure freedom of choice for consumers in this critical segment of the nation's economy. Intel's conduct during this period was and is designed to maintain Intel's monopoly in the markets for central processing units, CPUs, and to create a monopoly for Intel in the markets for graphics processing units, GPUs. Intel holds monopoly power in the markets for personal computer and server CPUs, and has maintained a 75-85% unit share of these markets since 1999. Intel's share of the revenues in these markets has consistently exceeded 80%, and Intel is currently not sufficiently constrained by any other CPU manufacturers, including the two other manufacturers of x86 CPUs, Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, and VIA Technologies, VIA, or the handful of non-x86 CPU manufacturers. A number of CPU manufacturers have exited the marketplace over the last decade. Due to both Intel's conduct and high barriers to entry in the CPU markets, new entry is unlikely. In 1999, after AMD released its Athlon CPU, and again in 2003, after AMD released its Opteron CPU, Intel lost its technological edge in various segments of the CPU markets. Original equipment manufacturers, OEMs, recognized that AMD's new products had surpassed Intel in terms of performance and quality of the CPU. Its monopoly threatened, Intel engaged in a number of unfair methods of competition and unfair practices to block or slow the adoption of competitive products and maintain its monopoly to the detriment of consumers. Among those practices were those that punished Intel's own customers, computer manufacturers, for using AMD or VIA products. Intel also used its market presence and reputation to limit acceptance of AMD or VIA products, and used deceptive practices to leave the impression that AMD or VIA products did not perform as well as they actually did. First, Intel entered into anti-competitive arrangements with the largest computer manufacturers that were designed to limit or foreclose the OEM's use of competitors' relevant products. On the one hand, Intel threatened to and did increase prices, terminate product and technology collaborations, shut off supply, and reduce marketing support to OEMs that purchased too many products from Intel's competitors. On the other hand, some OEMs that purchased 100% or nearly 100% of their requirements from Intel were favored with guarantees of supply during shortages, indemnification from intellectual property litigation, or extra monies to be used in bidding situations against OEMs offering a non-Intel product. Second, Intel offered market share or volume discounts selectively to OEMs to foreclose competition in the relevant CPU markets. In most cases, it did not make economic sense for any OEM to reject Intel's exclusionary pricing offerings. Intel's offers had the practical effect of foreclosing rivals from all or substantially all of the purchases by an OEM. Third, Intel used its position in complementary markets to help ward off competitive threats in the relevant CPU markets. For example, Intel redesigned its compiler and library software in or about 2003 to reduce the performance of competing CPUs. Many of Intel's design changes to its software had no legitimate technical benefit and were made only to reduce the performance of competing CPUs relative to Intel's CPUs. Fourth, Intel paid or otherwise induced suppliers of complementary software and hardware products to eliminate or limit their support of non-Intel CPU products. Fifth, Intel engaged in deceptive acts and practices that misled consumers and the public. For example, Intel failed to disclose material information about the effects of its redesigned compiler on the performance of non-Intel CPUs. Intel expressly or by implication falsely misrepresented that industry benchmarks reflected the performance of its CPUs relative to its competitors' products. Intel also pressured independent software vendors, ISVs, to label their products as compatible with Intel and not to similarly label with competitors' products, names, or logos, even though these competitor microprocessor products were compatible. Intel's course of conduct over the last decade was designed to, and did, stall the widespread adoption of non-Intel products. That course of conduct has limited market adoption of non-Intel CPUs to the detriment of consumers and allow it to unlawfully maintain its monopoly in the relevant CPU markets. Having succeeded in slowing market adoption of competing CPUs over the past decade until it could catch up with competitors, Intel once again finds itself behind competitors in the GPU markets and related markets. Intel has engaged in unfair methods of competition in the relevant GPU markets. Intel's conduct is specifically intended to, and does, threaten to eliminate potential competition to the CPU from GPUs and maintain Intel's monopoly in the relevant CPU markets. There is also a dangerous probability that Intel's unfair methods of competition could allow it to acquire a monopoly in the relevant GPU markets. The GPU markets are highly concentrated and dominated by Intel. Intel currently lags behind its competitors in both quality and innovation for both discrete GPUs, GPUs used on separate graphics cards, and integrated GPUs, GPUs integrated into computer chipsets. Intel's market share in the GPU markets is in excess of 50%. GPUs are a threat to Intel's monopoly in the relevant CPU markets. GPUs are adding more CPU functionality with each product generation. GPU manufacturers such as NVIDIA and AMD, through its affiliate ATI, are developing general-purpose GPUs and programming interfaces that threaten Intel's control over the computing platform. This general-purpose GPU computing, GPGPU, platform has the potential to marginalize Intel's long-standing CPU-centric x86-based strategy. Currently, both high-performance computing and mainstream applications and operating systems are beginning to adopt GPGPU computing functionality. GPUs also could facilitate new entry or expansion in the relevant CPU markets by other firms, such as NVIDIA, AMD, or VIA. The need for high-end microprocessors may be reduced as more computing tasks are handled by the GPU. Some OEMs could get equivalent performance at a cheaper cost by using a lower-end CPU with a GPU microprocessor. As it did in the CPU markets, Intel recognized the threat posed by GPUs and GPGPU computing and its technological inferiority in these markets and has taken a number of anti-competitive measures to combat it. These tactics include, among others, deception relating to competitors' efforts to enable their GPUs to interoperate with Intel's newest CPUs, adopting a new policy of denying interoperability for certain competitive GPUs, establishing various barriers to interoperability, degrading certain connections between GPUs and CPUs, making misleading statements to industry participants about the readiness of Intel's GPUs, and unlawful bundling or tying of Intel's GPUs with its CPUs, resulting in below-cost pricing of relevant products. Although it is not a necessary element in a Section 5 case, because Intel is likely to achieve a monopoly in the relevant GPU markets and has a monopoly in the relevant CPU markets, it is likely to recoup in the future any losses it suffered as a result of selling relevant products at prices below an appropriate measure of cost. These measures are intended to slow down developments in the relevant markets until Intel can catch up, and have had the effect of foreclosing competitive GPU products and slowing the development and widespread adoption of GPU computing. Intel's efforts to deny interoperability between competitors, example, NVIDIA AMD VIA, GPUs and Intel's newest CPUs reflect a significant departure from Intel's previous course of dealing. Intel allowed and indeed encouraged other companies including NVIDIA to develop products that interoperated in a non-discriminatory manner with Intel's CPUs and its chipsets and related connections for the last 10 years. The interoperability of these complementary products, along with the innovation and intellectual property contributions made by these companies to Intel in exchange for such interoperability, made Intel's CPUs more attractive to OEMs and customers. Indeed, Intel used other companies' technologies to enhance Intel's graphics capabilities and its monopoly power in CPUs. Intel's conduct and representations created a duty to deal and cooperate with its competitors, such as NVIDIA, AMD, and VIA, to enhance competition and innovation for the benefit of consumers. These companies' reliance on Intel's original representations was reasonable. Once NVIDIA and other companies committed to working with Intel, and in some cases granted significant intellectual property to Intel, and were thus locked into Intel's strategy, Intel changed its position with these companies and used its power to harm competition. Intel adopted these anti-competitive business practices when the GPU began to emerge as a potential challenge to Intel's monopoly over CPUs. Intel's refusal to allow NVIDIA, AMD, and VIA to interoperate freely, fully, and in a non-discriminatory manner with its CPUs, chipsets, and related connections is an unfair method of competition and an unfair practice. Intel also has bundled the price of its CPU and chipset with integrated graphics to foreclose NVIDIA in some market segments, resulting in below-cost pricing of relevant products in circumstances in which Intel was likely to recoup in the future of any losses that it suffered as a result of selling relevant products at prices below an appropriate measure of cost. Intel's unfair methods of competition have harmed current and future competition in the relevant GPU and CPU markets. These and other anti-competitive practices by Intel since 1999 allowed it to maintain its monopoly position in the relevant CPU markets and will create a dangerous possibility that Intel will obtain a monopoly in the relevant GPU markets. As a result, consumers today have fewer choices of CPU and GPU manufacturers than they had a decade ago, and fewer than they would have had absent this conduct. The loss of price and innovation competition in the relevant markets will continue to have an adverse effect on competition and hence consumers. Absent the remedy provided herein, Intel will continue to maintain or even enhance its market power. Consumers will have fewer choices, prices will be higher than they would be in a competitive markets, and quality and innovation will be diminished. The synergistic effect of all of Intel's wrongful conduct has and will continue to harm competition and consumers. Intel does not have legitimate or sufficient business justifications for its conduct. Resuming at paragraph 75. Intel's unfair methods of competition in the relevant GPU markets. Intel, NVIDIA, and ATI, a subsidiary of AMD, account for nearly all the sales of GPUs in the relevant markets. Intel holds approximately 50% of these markets through its sales of GPUs integrated on chipsets, with the remainder of the markets split between NVIDIA and ATI. There are high barriers to entry in the relevant GPU markets. GPUs allow OEMs to use lower-end CPUs or fewer microprocessors for a given level of performance. NVIDIA has developed GPUs and related programming tools that can perform many of the same functions as CPUs. NVIDIA's ongoing development of sophisticated GPUs and related tools poses a threat to Intel's monopoly position in the relevant CPU markets. Manufacturers of complementary products, such as GPUs, rely on open interfaces, for example, buses, connections, and related programming, between the CPU and the chipset, and between the chipset and the GPU. Intel dictates the interoperability of these interfaces because it has monopoly power over the relevant CPUs. These interfaces are essential for such complementary products to be used in a computer. For many years, Intel allowed unhindered accessibility to these interfaces and encouraged others to become reliant on that accessibility. However, after NVIDIA, VIA, AMD, OEMs, and consumers became dependent on the Intel-controlled interfaces, recently Intel has selectively cut off or hindered accessibility to enhance or obtain monopoly power in the relevant markets. For example, Intel encouraged NVIDIA to innovate on the Intel platform. Intel and NVIDIA worked together for a number of years to ensure that NVIDIA's GPUs could interoperate with Intel's CPU. Intel licensed NVIDIA to allow it to manufacture GPUs integrated on chipsets to be used with Intel's CPUs. Intel's apparent willingness to allow NVIDIA to interoperate with Intel's CPU has dissolved as it had begun to perceive NVIDIA as a threat to its monopoly position in the relevant markets. Intel now has reversed its previous course of allowing NVIDIA integrated GPU chipsets to interoperate with Intel's CPUs, thereby foreclosing NVIDIA's integrated GPU chipsets from connecting to Intel's future CPU platforms. Before expressly refusing to deal with NVIDIA on integrated GPU chipsets for its new family of CPUs, Intel engaged in deception by misleading NVIDIA on Intel's CPU roadmaps, thereby greatly increasing its competitors' cost and further delaying the development of other products that would have accelerated the adoption of GPGPU computing. Intel also took steps to create technological barriers to interoperability to preclude the possibility that integrated CPU chipsets could interconnect with future Intel CPUs. For discrete GPUs, Intel has created several interoperability problems, including reductions of speed and encryption, that have had the effect of degrading the industry standard interconnection with Intel CPUs. Some of this conduct appears to have been specifically targeted at crippling GPGPU computing functionality. Intel has sought to ensure that its own x86-based GPGPU computing programming tools and interfaces will become the industry standard. In order to accomplish this, Intel has disparaged non-Intel programming tools and interfaces and made misleading promises to the industry about the readiness of Intel's GPGPU hardware and programming tools. Intel also bundles its CPUs with its own GPU chipsets and then prices the bundle to deter OEMs from pairing Intel CPUs with non-Intel GPUs. Intel's bundling scheme has led to significant loss of consumer choice and has no legitimate justification except to exclude competition. Moreover, it has resulted in below-cost pricing by Intel in circumstances in which Intel is likely to recoup in the future any losses that it has suffered as a result of below-cost pricing. Intel sells its Atom CPU bundled with a graphics chipset. Some OEMs purchased the bundle from Intel, discarded Intel's inferior graphics chipset, and chose instead to use Intel's Atom CPU with the NVIDIA graphics chipset. To combat this competition, Intel charged those OEMs significantly higher prices because they use a non-Intel graphics chipset or GPU. Intel would offer the bundled pricing only to OEMs that would then use the Intel chipset in the end product and not use a competitive product. Intel's Unfair methods of competition in the relevant GPU markets have specifically been used to enhance and have enhanced its monopoly position in the relevant CPU markets. Intel's wrongful conduct also creates a dangerous probability that it will acquire a monopoly in the GPU markets. Intel's conduct has no legitimate or sufficient business justification and has and will continue to harm competition, innovation, and consumers unless it is enjoined. Intel's unfair methods of competition in industry standards. Intel's course of anti-competitive and unfair conduct extends to its control of industry standards to hinder innovation by its CPU competitors and to maintain its monopoly power in the CPU markets. Using its dominant CPU position, Intel has manipulated the content and timing of many industry standards to advantage its own products and prevent competitors from introducing standards-compliant products prior to product introduction by Intel. Two examples of such anti-competitive conduct relate to the Universal Serial Bus Host Controller Specification and the High Definition Content Protection, HDCP, standard for use in DisplayPort connections between computers and display devices such as monitors and televisions. In these instances, Intel encouraged the industry to rely on standards that Intel controlled and represented that standards would be fairly accessible. But Intel has delayed accessibility to the standards for its competitors so that Intel can gain a head start with its own products and wrongfully restrain competition. Intel's conduct has no offsetting, legitimate, or sufficient pro-competitive efficiencies, but instead deters competition and enhances Intel's monopoly power in CPUs. Anti-competitive effects of Intel's conduct. The acts and practices of Intel, as alleged herein, have the purpose, capacity, tendency, and effect of harming competition and consumers in the relevant CPU markets. As a result, Intel's rivals and potential rivals incur higher distribution costs, face diminished sales opportunities, and secure lower revenues. Intel's conduct reasonably appears capable of making a significant contribution to the maintenance of its monopoly power, of enabling it to achieve monopoly power in the relevant markets. Intel's monopoly power also has been buttressed by various unjustified restraints in places of licensees of its x86 intellectual property. Intel's conduct adversely affects competition and consumers by, including but not limited to, A, causing higher prices of CPUs and GPUs and the products containing microprocessors, B, reducing competition to innovate in the relevant CPU and GPU markets by Intel and others, C, inhibiting Intel's competitors from effectively marketing their products to customers, D, reducing output of CPUs, GPUs, and the products containing them, E, raising rivals' costs of distribution of CPUs and GPUs, F, harming choice and competition at the OEM level and hence depriving consumers of their choice of CPUs and GPUs, G, reducing the incentive and ability of OEMs to innovate and differentiate their products in ways that would appeal to customers, and H, reducing the quality of industry benchmarking relied upon by OEMs and consumers in purchasing computers. The acts and practices of Intel, as alleged herein, have the purpose, capacity, tendency, and effect to restrain competition unreasonably and to maintain Intel's monopoly power in the relevant markets. In addition, Intel's conduct is an illegal attempt to monopolize the relevant markets, and Intel has a dangerous probability of achieving a monopoly in these markets absent appropriate relief. Absent such relief, for OEMs and consumers of the relevant products, the consequences have been and likely will continue to be super competitive prices, reduced quality, and less innovation. Intel's course of unfair methods of competition considered individually or collectively, has harmed competition and consumers in the relevant markets. Intel's conduct has no legitimate or sufficient efficiency justification that would outweigh the anti-competitive effects of its conduct. Moreover, Intel has not used a least restrictive means to advance any legitimate goals, if any, to minimize anti-competitive effects.